Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm always excited when I get to do an interview and talk to amazing people in the world. And I'm excited for this super connector that I'm going to be talking to today on this episode. It is Sabrina Hammonds. She is passionate about stories, testimonies, and transformation of others. It's no wonder why God called her into the business of helping women share their message. Our stories and transformations were never meant just for ourselves. Kingdom Connections Podcast and Media Agency is all about creating strategic connections between clients and podcast hosts so kingdom collaboration can happen. As a result, women are coming together like never before and elevating each other, supporting one another, and utilizing each other's strengths to serve others. I love that, Sabrina, and you embody that bio. She is a super connector, and she's definitely doing amazing things for the kingdom. Welcome to the podcast, Sabrina.
Thank you so much, Nadine. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, awesome. So, you know, this podcast is all about women. It's all about faith, and it's all about business. And everyone is different, right? Everyone has a unique journey, a unique path, even a unique calling. So everyone's journey is going to be different, right? So one of the things that we do on this podcast is we highlight everyone's journey and find out a little bit about what people went through to get where they're at. So how did this whole connecting people come about? So I'd love for you to share your business journey. What has your business journey been like to get to where you're at now?
Well, first of all, I never wanted to start a business. I have a background in teaching, and I taught in a classroom, the elementary classroom, for 7 years. And when I left teaching, I just assumed in the back of my mind, you know, maybe I'll watch kids from home. Maybe I'll, you know, find something to earn some extra money. But my purpose for coming home is to be more present at home with my family. And through that, I had an encounter with the Lord. It was in 2020 when everything was shut down. And us as teachers were at home with absolutely nothing but time. And that's when I heard the Lord for the first time ever in my life and realized that he was personal and wanted to speak. And that really started me on this business journey, because it was then that he said, you're going to start a business. And immediately my response was like, what? I'm a teacher. I teach children. That's what I do. So what do you mean I'm going to start a business? And he just kept putting that in front of me and just on my heart, I want you to start a business. And so from there, I just began to ask questions of the Lord. Like, I have no idea where to start. I don't have a business background. And the Lord kept saying, well, start with what you have and what you know. And I was like, well, what does that mean? Like, so I had to really stop and think, like, okay, what do I know how to do? I know how to teach kids. But then it was like, he wanted me to go deeper. Like, what did you have to do in that environment? You know, you had to be organized and manage a calendar and appointments and, you know, that sort of thing. And so that led me to actually start a virtual assistant business, which led to my first client for that particular business. And I started out just Sabrina's Consulting Services. because I just didn't know. I figured that title would allow me to expand because, again, had no idea what this was going to look like. And so my first client for that business became my first client for podcasting. And it was really because of that passion for stories and testimonies. Her story, her testimony impacted my own life in such a way that I began to tell her, I think you need to be sharing this with other believers because it's touched my life and it's impacted my life. I know that it would impact other people. And she just came back and said, yeah, the Lord told me I'm supposed to be speaking. And immediately I was like, can I help you do that? And right after I said that in my head, I was like, what did I just ask her? I don't even know what that means to help somebody speak. Like, I had no idea, but I heard the Lord say, it's okay. We're going to figure this out. And I was like, okay. And so from there, I just honestly went to the Lord in prayer every day. Okay, God, what does this look like? Give me some guidance and direction. And I feel like it was his gentle leading that led me to a business that I never would have found, sought out on my own. But then the more I got into it, the more I realized, oh my gosh, you know me so well, Lord, that you already knew this was going to be something that would bring me so much joy and fulfillment. Because I realized that my passion is for stories and testimonies. Like my family would call me nosy. Like if you don't know me, you might think like, man, she just wants to know everything. But it's really because I want to know you. And in order to know you, I have to ask questions, like dig into your life, like what are you all about? And so it was that curiosity for people and their stories that really led to what I'm doing now. And I think it's just been such a crazy adventure that speaks to a personal God. He knows us so well that the thing that you would never go find on your own is the very thing that he knows is what's going to bring you such fulfillment and allow you to carry out the purpose and the plans that he has for you. But you're not going to know that if you don't just like say, okay, I'll go ahead and say yes to this thing that I have no idea how I'm going to do. And honestly, it started out as a huge flop at the very beginning, like that virtual assistant business. It just wasn't even a fit. I had no idea. I mean, I would put out offers. I kind of shifted a little bit, thinking, okay, I'm gonna serve moms. I just kind of made those shifts along the way and fell completely flat, I feel like, and feeling so defeated, like, what am I doing? Nobody's buying anything, you know? But he was just like, you know, I just need you to keep showing up because I've got this. And I would put out more offers. And, you know, again, it just led to that one client that really made all the difference. But had I stopped, like that first time I put out this offer that I was so excited about, and then I got nothing. If I quit at that moment, like I never would have discovered, you know, what God actually had in store. So, yeah, that's the backstory of this crazy business.
Yeah, I love that so much, Sabrina. So many great points in your journey. First of all, the fact that you're a teacher, I honestly feel like teachers are some of the best business owners. Like, I know people that are super successful in the online business space, and their background is teaching because they just naturally have that skill set, right? So he just changes the environment in which they are teaching. Instead of teaching students or kids, now they're teaching in the marketplace, right? Or coaching. Sometimes coaching is in that teaching space too. So I love that you started off in that teaching space. And I love that you mentioned 2020, because to be very honest, a lot of people have mentioned 2020 and the shift that has happened in the world collectively, but also individually, right? So as you mentioned, it was a season where everyone had to be sit still. And you said that was the time where I heard from God for the first time. And that's a lesson for us all. We hear from God in stillness. We were so busy. You know, we can, you know, I can, I think I can speak for everyone in saying before 2020, where we had to be still, everyone was so busy, just busy with life and life happening, that a lot of us did not have time to sit still and truly hear from God. And because so many of us collectively had to sit still and hear from God, that year, 2020, is quoted so many times in this podcast. When you're in conversations, everyone says something shifted in 2020 because they were able to really be still and hear from God. So I love that you shared that. That was actually even the first time you ever felt a personal relationship, like you heard him for yourself.
Yes.
So the power of 2020, 2020 vision, right? You get clarity with 2020, and also
Yes.
hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is
Ooh.
2020. So there was a lot with that year,
Yeah.
that I feel happened in the spiritual realm, that ushered in a new season for us as a world and us individually, for what God is desiring for us to do. The next point in your journey that I wanted to bring out was prayer, right? You were like, okay, you dropped this in my spirit of a business, but I don't know what that means. I never had a desire to have a business. And there's a lot of people that are guests on the podcast that fall in one of two buckets, a bucket of I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew what it was. That would be my bucket. I'm like, I'm a business person out the womb. I was born for this thing. But other people was like, I had no desire. I never thought about business. I didn't even know anything about business, but God just dropped this in my spirit. So you fall in that bucket. It was like, I'm not a business person. I don't know what to do. But what did you do? You prayed. You just prayed about it, that relationship with God and praying. And then him allowing you to see steps. You take the first step, you start the business. It's a VA agency. You put out your offer, it didn't work. You keep going, right? So it's about persistence and not giving up. Yes, your first offer will fail. Yes, you're not going to be great at it, right? But as you keep moving forward, like you said, God will reveal specifically what you're supposed to be doing, so you kind of have to fail forward. You fail forward into what he desires for you to do. So many great points about your journey. And that's why I love people sharing their journey, because everyone can learn from everyone's journey. And those points from your journey were some of the things I just wanted to highlight. So this is also about faith, right? So in addition to a business journey, you also have a faith journey. We're not born as believers. You have to come into the faith and you have to become a believer. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your faith journey been like? How did you become a believer in Jesus Christ?
So as I had shared, there was that pivotal moment in 2020, but up to that point, I had really given my heart to the Lord at 23. Before that, it was just I went to church off and on as a kid and did some, events, youth events, things like that, but it was never personal. And it wasn't until at 23 I hit rock bottom. I lost everything, my home, my car, my job. I was literally had to start all over. And it was then that I can still remember to this very day. I can see exactly what happened. I pulled over to the side of the road. I threw my hands up in the air and I said, "Okay, God, that's it. I'm done. Like, I have made such a mess of my life. If you'll just take it and make something out of it, I'm done. I can't do it anymore." And I had really just been trying so hard, thinking I knew the right answers. Let me just go out here and live my best life. And I had made a disaster of things. And I literally was running from him. And so it was at that moment, it's like waving the white flag. I give up. I'm done. And from there, that was really the beginning of my journey with the Lord. But I thought, just as I got more involved in our church and serving the Lord, I really thought that when everybody was talking about a relationship, that in my head, I would hear, I read the Bible too, I go to church too, I serve, in the church, say some prayers, like I have a relationship with God too, right? Like, isn't that what we're all talking about? And so anytime somebody would say that, that's really what I thought. And so my quote unquote relationship with the Lord was really about all the things that I was doing in order to be a Christian, right? Like that's what I thought it was supposed to be about. And it wasn't until that day in 2020, like I didn't have a question in my head. I didn't know what I was looking for or longing for, but I really just thought, and there's got to be more to this life, this walk with you, more than what I am experiencing. Like, I would look at people on Sunday that they would worship with this unabandoned, like, freedom. And I would look at them and think, they know something that I don't know. Like, who is keeping secrets? Because that's what I felt like. Like, there's secrets, there's things that I don't know. And so what I would do to try to get to that point is, like, I thought in my head, well, they gotta have the devotion. Like, they got a good devotion. So I would get another devotional, right? I watched that movie War Room. I thought, you know what? They probably have a prayer closet. Let me get one of those. And so again, I was doing the things because I made all these assumptions about what these people had that I didn't have. And I could tell it was something special and I wanted it because I thought there's got to be more. And so as I sat in my chair that day in 2020, I just sat there with no words, no devotion, no Bible, no music. But it was just this desire in my heart, like, gotta get to you. How can I do that? And in that moment is when I heard the Lord say, I love you and I've always been here. And I mean, it was so clear, and I questioned it first, like, if I looked around, was this me? Is it? But immediately, like, in my something in my spirit said, that's the Lord talking. And I just was speechless. And so out of my mouth, I said, God, you've always been here like this. You have always been available. How come I didn't know? Why didn't I know? Why didn't somebody tell me? And it was just this moment of, like, I could not believe that I had been missing out on this close, personal, I can hear from God. He's right here with me. And then he began to show, like, I begin to see these clips in my head of, like, movie clips of my life in that moment. And it was like he was saying, you remember that? I was there with you then. You remember, like, I was there. And I just began to weep. I mean, just weep. I was overwhelmed by the person of God, like, so personal, because I could just sense his love and just that relationship. Like, I know you know me, like, we are together. Like, it was overwhelming. And I feel like from that point, God really, I feel like, has used my business as a vehicle to develop and cultivate this crazy thing that we have together, this relationship that I have. Because essentially, I went from a profession where I've got everything in front of me. I know how to do this. I can read the lesson plans. I can carry out, like, I mean, everything was laid out. Like, we had to plan and overplan. To the Lord called me to do something that required a level of faith that I didn't even know I had. And it required me to get intimate with God. Like, I need you every moment of every hour of every day. Because this walk that you're calling me to is so far beyond anything that I've ever done before that I need you. And so I think it's really interesting that the business journey has also been the faith journey in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I love that. And I say that all the time. And that is one of the reasons why I feel that God called me to really speak about faith and business. Because I was like, this is a faith journey. Why is no one not saying that this is actually a faith journey? If you
Yeah.
have it's a leap of faith to leave what people say security of, a full-time job. That's a leap of faith in itself, right? But to stay with it and not have a paycheck every 2 weeks. You're walking by faith. It is a faith journey. So it definitely is a faith journey. And I love how, with your faith journey, you talked about rock bottom moments, right? So I hear that a lot too. You have to almost come to the end of yourself, right? You
Yep.
have to have a rock bottom moment. Like, this is, I can't think of anybody else that I need right now except for God, right? So there are those rock bottom moments in our life. And there's also surrender, right? You have to be willing to surrender in that moment and say, I am beyond myself in this moment. Everything that's happened, circumstances and situation, this is beyond me. I surrender. When you did that, you surrendered. But in addition to surrendering on your faith journey, you had a desire to go deeper. Right. You had a desire, says, is this it? Is this all that this faith journey is about? Just the doing, right? And the doing is good. The going to church, the devotions, the pray, all of that is good, needed, and necessary for our faith journey. But you said there's more. I see it, and I see other people who seem to have more, and I have that same desire to have more. And God recognized that you had that desire to go deeper and fully understand a personal relationship, right? There's always a difference between a personal relationship and religion. And a lot of times the doing can fall into the religiosity category, even though it is needed and necessary, because I'm not one of those people that say religion versus relationship. It's both, right? You need both. You need collective and you need personal. So you had a desire to go deeper in that personal relationship. And again, hearing from him through your thoughts, through what's coming in your mind, and knowing and being convicted that this is a word from God. And I love the part of your story where you talk about actually seeing images. You know, not a lot of people do that, where he exposes images of times that he was with you, and it just brought you to tears. You know, that gave me chills when you spoke about that, in how he was there all along and you didn't recognize. It's almost like that poem where it says footprints in the sand. Have you heard of that poem where it says that, yes, it's the footprints in the sand. He was carrying you. You didn't realize he was there, and there's only one footprint because he was carrying you all that time. So yeah, such a great faith journey. I love that you shared your story with us. So one of the things we talk about on the podcast is combining faith and business. We just finished saying it is a faith journey. Business really is a faith journey. But you don't have to be public about it, right? It's fine to be a Christian who is a believer, but not necessarily speak loudly or on even their business platform about God, about Christ, about Holy Spirit, right? These are things that a lot of people in society would be like, oh, you don't need to talk about that on a business platform. So what made you decide that, okay, this is actually a kingdom thing? This is actually a faith thing, and I'm going to walk in that boldly. What made you come to that conclusion, or what did that look like for you?
I think it really came from the very beginning of my business. Everything about what I was doing was because of the result of prayer. So when I started with that first client, I would literally just pray and then begin to research for her because I didn't know have the background of podcasting or pitching or any of that process. So it was just like, Lord, I need you to lead me to these divine connections. And so when things started happening and results started happening, and she was on these podcasts, I had to just tell her, like, God is doing this thing. Like, he's opening these doors because this is how it's happening. I am praying. I'm asking him for divine connections. Then I'm researching, and I'm reaching out as he leads. And then he's opening doors. And it wasn't until there was an opportunity that came up that I really realized, like, I am really just the vessel and this connector that God is using, because I reached out to this platform, and I guess I didn't realize just how big they were, which is interesting because it was Jesus Calling, and I wasn't like I didn't have any books or anything, and it was just almost like I don't know. I just went into it like knowing, okay, well, this really looks like it's a place that resonates, that she could speak to, that she could pour into. And it was an opportunity for writing, is what it was. And again, I didn't have any background in reaching out for guest blogging or anything. I knew what she had, I knew what they were doing, and I felt like this has got to be a good place for her. And then they came back and said, yeah, we'd love to have her. You know, we think it would be great for this upcoming season. And then when I went back to tell her, and she was just like, what? You know, because she didn't have a background in writing or speaking, like she hadn't built this platform. And I felt like that right there was a seed and a specific moment where God was showing me, you know what? There's no door that I cannot open on behalf of the people that I'm going to send you. And I want you to remember, there is no door that is closed when the Lord says, this is an open door. And that just began to build my faith. And so when I would connect with another client, I would just share with them, this is the process. I want to get to know you, but then I'm going to take this to the Lord. I'm going to ask him about you. I'm going to ask him about the vision that God has given you, and then we're going to go from there. Like, I don't have the exact, these are the places you're going to be speaking on, but I'm going to go to him, and then he's going to give us the plans, and that's how we're going to carry it out. So there was never any question of, what's the language going to be like? How am I going to run this business? It was really just this natural progression. And as I began to connect with more people, and they would ask me, "Hey, can you do these things for me? Can you pitch me to podcasts?" Like, I was very open with them. I'm like, "Well, yes, but I'm still learning, and this is kind of what the process looks like. I just go to the Lord and I pray, and He gives me the plans." And so it really wasn't, I didn't know the businessy side of it, if that makes sense. I just knew that people were started coming, and I would just be like, "Okay, Lord, as long as you send me people, I'll just do this thing that you've asked me to do." So I think that's really how the faith was interwoven in such a way that it actually became the blueprint for the process that I share with my clients. Like, look, this is the foundational piece of what I do. It's prayer. It's prayer and intercession on your behalf. And so when we first connect, this is what you can expect from me. And then it really just kind of turned into this thing where God would have me pray over my clients, like send them prayers. And as I would pray, it was almost like I couldn't even remember what I said to them. And then they would come back and be like, "How did you know?" Or, "You prayed exactly, and they would be saying things to me that I was like, "I don't know. I don't know how that just happened. Like, I don't even know what I just said to you." But the Lord knew. Like, that's all I could say is God knows. And so whatever He tells me to say, I'm just gonna say it. And then people would come back and be like, "Are you prophetic?" And I was like, "I don't really know exactly what that means, but when I pray, sometimes I do hear things and I share what God says to me." And so I feel like that kind of naturally, like, took on a piece, and a part and a layer in my business. But again, it wasn't like, "Okay, God, give me all the plans and I'm gonna lay them all out." It was just like He would drop things, and then slowly that would become a part of my business.
Yeah, it's like the thread throughout everything that you shared is prayer, right? So the prayer is really where you connect with God in order to get the plan, number one, for the client, right? And then you research after you've prayed, then He gives you the plan, you do the research, and that's how you created the process, right? It really is an example how you're working with God, right? You're
Yeah.
working with God as He guides you and trusting in the process of what He's going to download for you for that particular client. So I love that, behind the scenes or as a part of your business was the faith piece. But I'd love you to also share about, and I guess it's kind of because your business is tied, even the name of your business and stuff, but what made you want to be vocal publicly, right? So you may be praying for your clients and they know this, but being vocal in the marketplace as to, combining faith and business and being that voice in the marketplace, were you confident in that? Were you okay with that? Were you scared about that? What was your overall thought on being vocal about faith and business in the marketplace?
I think part of it has to do with the clients that I knew I was called to serve. Like, this is different. Like, I would kind of look at other podcast agencies, and the more I would look into them, the more it would turn into this comparison thing. Like, I wonder if I'm supposed to do things this way. I wonder if that's kind of supposed to look like how I'm supposed to look like. And God just kept reminding me, "You're doing something different. This is different." And I knew specifically that the clients that I was going to be connecting with or serving, that they were different too. They were looking to do things differently with God, and not necessarily because their business is overtly Christian like mine, but because they were tapping into the Lord like I wanted to tap into the Lord. And so they were willing to go wherever God would send them. And so it's almost like I knew that we had to be connected in such a way that it wasn't just about me praying for them. Like, I just want to let you know I pray for my client. No, it was, we are in partnership with the one who has the plans, and we're okay with that because we know who really knows what the plans are. And it was almost like they had to be willing to trust that I was hearing from God and they were hearing from God, and we were going to do this thing together. So in my messaging and the things that I was sharing, it had to be that I had to be speaking to that person. You know God has called you higher, so I'm calling you higher. You know that God has called you to speak to more people, and so I'm calling that out in you. You know, and so it was like God was telling me, you have to call them higher. You have to pull them out because they're at a place right now where they know God has got more in store for them, but because they don't know what it looks like, they're not taking that next step, and you're the next step. And so if you don't call that out in them, if you don't call that God-given vision out in them, then you know they may not be connecting with you. And so it was like I feel like that was kind of part of what I needed to share. Like it had to be a faith journey. It had to be like we were going to go to the next level together, and we were going to partner to carry out the God-given vision. So everything that I said, everything that I shared online and posts and all the things, they had to be focused on, you have a God-given vision, and God is saying it's time to go to that next level. Because these are people that when I would see the client, like it, when I would see, you know how sometimes you can see the client, you can see that one, you know, and so when I would see that person, it was like they were in a position where they have been stewarding the business. They have been faithful in this season, and now it's time to go into that next season. Like it wasn't the person that was just starting out and kind of fumbling through. No, you know what God has given you to share. You are solid and grounded in that. And now let's go and take that to the next level. And so not just anybody was going to resonate with that. And I had to come to terms with that for myself. Like, I'm not here to serve everyone. And that was really hard for me because I want to be able to help so many people. And so it was almost like along the way, sometimes I would find myself changing and shifting some things because I was like, well, maybe I could work with that person, or, you know, and then God would say, no, that's not for you. You cannot be every, you can't be everything for everyone. I've called you to serve these people. These are your people. And I think that is kind of hard when you're just like, I just want to help, you know, I just want to help and I just want to serve. But I knew that God had something very specific. And so I had to quit comparing myself to other businesses too that were in the similar industry. Because one thing that God did say is you're about quality, not quantity. And that was huge. That's been a huge piece of, and I feel like foundational piece of my business is that I'm not necessarily saying that I'm going to get you on 100 podcasts in this amount of time, but what I will tell you is that we're going to make some strategic divine connections on your behalf, because what God has in store for you is so much more than just a podcast interview. The person on the other side of that podcast is somebody that God would have you to connect with and be more relational with. And so that's been a big part too, because I'm seeing all these people guaranteeing all these numbers and, you know, numbers, numbers, numbers. And I'm over here like, do I need to, what do I need to do? How do I need to shift in order to almost like to stand next to them? And God was like, you're not called to stand next to these people. Like, you're called to stand out and do things differently. So it's like over and over, he's had to bring me back to that, because sometimes I get distracted with other people in the similar industry, you know, and he just keeps bringing me back to that, those foundational pieces. So I feel like I kind of went around, but I hope that I answered your question.
You definitely did, and you shared so many good points. I don't even know where to start. I think the last thing that I heard was you were called to stand out and not stand next to. I think that's powerful. because we can all fall into that comparison syndrome. No matter what business you have, no matter what industry you're in, there are other people doing things similar to what you're doing. So it's easy to say, oh, well, in fact, in marketing, they say competitive analysis, right? It's look at your competitors, know what they're offering, know their pricing. They teach you to be comparison, right? But God is like, no, why are you comparing yourself? You're not supposed to be set next to them. You're supposed to be set apart. You're supposed to be different from them. So comparing yourself to them is going to do you no good. So I think that is a word right there for people that may be struggling with comparison issues, to know that you're not supposed to be comparing yourself to anyone else in your industry because God set you apart. He's put you in the marketplace to actually shift that industry a lot of times to be completely different than what everyone else is doing. So I love that you talked about that. And then you also shared about you are the next step. Like you said that, and it just resonated in my soul because, like, God gives us steps, right? Each step. He's not going to show us the whole big plan. He's like, this is the next step, walk in this way. This is the next step, walk in this way. So for us to think of us, like your business and you are the next step for that person when you're in partnership with God. He's saying you are the next step for this person. So recognizing that you are the next step for this person, you have to show up authentically so you can call that person in to working with you because you are the next step. You are the next step for that person. So many good things that you shared when it came to combining your faith and business and how you show up in the marketplace.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
One of the key things we're focusing on this season is alignment and really understanding if you are in alignment with God's will. I feel like this is something that all believers desire and want to make sure that they're being within God's will, God's way, and alignment is a key part of that. So I'd love for you to share, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? How do you really feel like, okay, this is definitely what God desires for me to do? I'm definitely walking in alignment in this season. What are some ways that you recognize that you are in alignment with God's will for your business?
Well, I will say that I had hired a coach last year at a point where I really felt like God was saying, you've gone as far as we can go, but there's other things and there's other people that I have for you that I want to pour into you to give you, I guess, some of those things. And I thought really it was just businessy things. That's really what I thought, that I need those businessy people to show me the strategies. But one thing that we worked on in the very beginning was not what I wanted to work on at all. And that was really me seeing myself in this position as a business person that God has called into this area, almost like taking ownership of and recognizing what God has put on the inside of me for somebody else. And I feel like that's been so foundational, because what happened afterwards, I don't feel like would have happened had I not just listened to the Lord about who do you say that I am? So it was like that alignment part had to come with him first. And then it just flowed out from there to the areas of my business. So even though I was still working on getting these systems and processes in place, what began to happen next was, all I can say is, miraculous, because all of a sudden people started coming to me that I connections from places that I've never been in, rooms I've never stepped in. People would start coming to me to work with me. And I recognized that there was a shift that took place in inside of me before that. And it was, I began to see myself as this person that God created, that he gave me unique gifts and talents and abilities to operate in this business. And that I did have some value to offer in this particular arena. Versus before, I feel like what I was doing is just, I was fumbling my way through, like it was more of a ministry. I'll serve people if you want to pay me. Okay, great. But something happened though when I realized, wait a minute, this is a business that God has called me to. There was a shift. And from that point on, I began to recognize that as long as I stay in that place of alignment with the Lord and who he has called me to be in this particular area, everything that I create flows from that place. And so the people that I'm called to serve, they will end up working with me. Like they are going to come. And so this idea of getting clients or go and find it, like I wasn't doing that anymore. It was this thing that was happening that I couldn't even explain. I mean, yes, I was doing the quote unquote business things. I was showing up like God was telling me to. I was creating posts. I was going live, but I didn't, I guess, see myself doing those things because I was trying to get somebody to grab my offer. Versus before, when I was putting out things and putting out specific offers, like I needed somebody to say yes. But when I began to operate from this place of alignment with the Lord and knowing who I am and what I am called to do, I was showing up differently. And so as people were coming to me, I recognized that it's because of what had taken place on the inside of me. And so even though there were still some elements of business that didn't necessarily come so easy for me, there was this new ease that I recognized. And now there have definitely been those moments where I have allowed other things to come in and I would feel overwhelmed and I could tell the difference between the way I was operating versus in this moment, what's going on? Like what has happened? And sometimes I think it's because I would get into that mode of doing, and like the more clients that I would receive, the more I would think, oh my gosh, I can't mess this up. I've got to get this right. And so I would go back into that mode of doing. I've got to always do. And so I have recognized this shift, because what had happened in that, like I said, in that beginning, there was this ease and this flow and clients were coming and I was serving and it was like I got into this rhythm with the Lord. And I feel like that right there is how you recognize if you are in alignment. And if you get to a place where you feel like you're struggling with certain things, instead of just compensating by doing more, I think that's when we need to stop and pause and say, Lord, I am feeling overwhelmed right now. I don't know what's going on. What's going on? Like asking the Lord and pausing. Because what I have found is that when I don't pause and ask the Lord about what is going on the inside of me, why am I feeling like this? I just keep moving forward and I keep trying to do more and it doesn't fix it. And so the alignment, I think, comes because we stay in that place with the Lord and being aligned with him, that there is this ease and flow. And it doesn't mean that things are not going to be hard, because sometimes I think people equate the hard with, well, I must not be in alignment with the Lord. No, I think sometimes we're stretched in areas that we haven't necessarily been in. Like I don't have a business background. So there's some businessy things that come up that I don't already have, I guess, that background knowledge to pull from. And so I'm just asking the Lord for that wisdom and to grow in that area. But it doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. But you have to recognize, is there an ease and flow in your business that maybe you didn't have before? Because now you're in like what I call like the sweet spot, I guess. That's what I feel like it is.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I love it. So many good points. So many good points. First of all, it starts with you, right? It's that personal connection, right? So alignment, with God's will for your business starts with you, and your alignment with God's will for you and who you are as a person. So that's what I heard is number one. It starts with alignment with God and personally, making sure that you have that connection. And then when you have that connection, doors and opportunities come to you. It's not like you're pushing a boulder up the hill, right? You're struggling because it's like there's an ease and flow is the terminology that you use. Because you're in alignment with God's will for yourself, that allows you to be in alignment with God's will for your business, and you feel an ease and flow. We don't want to confuse ease and flow with it's easy and not hard. There's a difference between easy and ease, right? Ease allows us to do the difficult things. Ease allows us to do hard things. Like what's the saying? I think Brené Brown or someone says, you're called to do hard things or something like that, right? So you do the hard things with ease, right? So because you're in alignment, you have ease and flow, you're doing the hard things, but it's coming with ease, right? So I love that your explanation is really number one, starting and making sure you're in alignment with God's will for you personally, who He created you to be. It starts with you, right? It starts with you. And then when you're in alignment with yourself, there's opportunities, there's doors, there's things that will open, things will come with ease. There will be a sense of flow about it. But don't confuse it with hard. I just want to make sure that you will have hard stuff. It's not easy. This journey is not easy. And we're not saying it's easy, but you will have a sense of ease and flow. So I love that was your explanation of being in alignment with God's will for your business. So this podcast, I always have a signature question. I know you've listened to a couple episodes, so you know this signature question is coming up. And that signature question is, how would you describe or define the power of faith? The power of faith. How would you describe it to someone or define it if someone was to ask you, what is the power of faith?
I think for me, there is a shift I think that happened in the beginning of launching my business where I went from asking the question of me, like me with a question mark, are you sure me? To I started asking, why not me? Why not me? Why can't I? And I think it's because my focus went from what I didn't have, like the things I didn't know, because at the very beginning, I was very focused on, I would tell God, I don't have a business background. I cannot start a business because I know nothing about business. And I was so focused on what I didn't have that I forgot that what I do have is I have the Lord and He has unlimited resources and wisdom. And so it was like I had to take the focus off of what I don't have and put it on the Lord. And so then I shifted from, why not me? Why can't I do this with you, Lord? Because you have unlimited resources. And so I think the faith, like my faith shifted because I stopped focusing on what I felt like I didn't have or didn't know. So without faith, I don't think I would have kept going and moved forward. So the power of faith for me has been recognizing like who God really is. And that there's nothing that we cannot do that he has asked of us. And I think that's the power of faith.
Awesome. Recognizing who God really is, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing that
Nothing.
we can't do if we have God with us. So that is awesome, and the power of faith. So how would you describe the power of business? What how would you define it if someone said, what is the power of business? What is it?
I think the power of business, it makes me think of creativity because when I think of business, I equate that to, being an entrepreneur and building something that is unique versus working for someone that already has the blueprints, you're simply just following. And so it's almost like there's this creativity that is unlocked on the inside of you because now It's me and the Lord steering this thing and setting the stage and creating the boundaries and the mission and the values and the foundation of the business. And so I feel like it's an opportunity for the Lord to be on display through us in a very practical, tangible way that others can see, because it's not within the confines of the four walls of the church. Like, this is me being who God created me to be in this place. Like, God is everywhere already, but sometimes we don't see that there's a connection or maybe a disconnect from like our faith and then the work that we do. Like, it should be all interwoven in there. And what I have found is that it's the perfect opportunity, whether you are overt or covert with your faith in your business, that God is on display. Because if you're seeking his wisdom and his guidance for your business, then his glory is being displayed through the business that you are called to steward.
Yeah, definitely. An opportunity to glorify God and to be creative with what he is desiring to do in the marketplace is what business is all about. So this has been an awesome conversation. I've enjoyed it immensely and all the amazing nuggets that you have shared with us. If anyone wants to learn a little bit more about the work that you do, how you help, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yes, thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. So you can go and visit our website, kcpodcastagency.com, and there is a free resource for you there that will help you to kind of gain clarity around the message that you have. It takes your business and what your business is all about, and your clients and who you serve to kind of walk you through some steps to figure out what is the message that you're called to share. And so that's a resource that I offer. And then once you've kind of gone through that, you're able to see, is podcasting the right next step for you? Getting on podcasts, do you have that clarity of vision? And then I would just encourage you to reach out to us from there. You can also find me on Facebook, Sabrina Hammonds. I'm very personal, very relational, so you can find me there as well. And just reach out and let's just have a conversation.
Awesome. Definitely pick up that resource, an amazing resource that she is giving, and also be sure to connect with Sabrina on social media. So thank you so much, Sabrina, for being on this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Women, Faith, Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.